Prisons across Ireland are full. They're holding more people than they were originally built for. In many cases, three people are being put into two-person cells and hundreds of inmates are sleeping on mattresses. Overcrowding is causing stress for prisoners, their families, and for the prison officers who are trying to manage it all. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out more.
The prison system is under pressure. It regularly operates over capacity, and today there are over 5,000 people in custody. This is having some devastating knock-on effects. More people are sharing cells, and services like education and drug rehabilitation are being put under strain. It's leading to people becoming more agitated, which is in turn resulting in more violence, as well as making it harder for people to prepare for life on the outside. This week, we decided to look at this issue.
The whole system is at a failing point. It's at a crumbling point, and it's never been as bad.
That's Secretary General of the Prison Officers Association, Carol Dalton.
Single cells are now double cells. Double cells are treble cells, and treble cells are quadruple cells. They weren't designed for that. So in a prison, any services, be it the tuck shop, be it the phone calls, be it the school, be it any of the services that keep prisoners occupied, are under pressure, because if you have classrooms of 30 and you have to put 40 or 50 in, it's just impossible. What that leads to is prisoners going to the yards and the rec halls, where they should be in constructive activities. And that leads then to the drugs coming into the prison. That leads to the violence and intimidation. And all of this the staff have to witness. The staff have to deal with the increase in prisoner and prisoner assaults, increase on assaults on staff, injuries to staff trying to protect prisoners from one another. And all comes down to the drugs and the lack of a stable place for the prisoners to be during the day. Once we put them in the yards, we know from history it's going to cause us problems.
Mr. Dalton isn't alone in his concerns. It is also shared by the prisoners and their families, as I found out outside Mountjoy on Friday. The latest figures show that there are 874 in custody here, but its official bed capacity is only 755. Here's what some family members told me outside.
There's three men to one single man cell. There's two sleeping on the floor, one in a bed. So when one gets out, you have to step over to try and get over to the other two people.
It's something that you hear about. It's not something that we're directly affected by, but it kind of concerns us that, you know, it is kind of indirectly affecting everybody else that is maybe in better conditions as well. You know, it's kind of like a worry.
Not happy anyway. He's not good. That he's doing a 6-year prison sentence on the floor. Sure, they're overcrowded in a one-man cell and there's two prisoners living in it, so it's not good.
So what's he saying to you, you know, is he kind of getting a bit more...
Well, he's fed up of being in prison, sleeping on someone's floor and giving out that he's to share everything with one person.
This week, the Irish Penal Reform Trust has called for drastic changes to try and fix this problem. It came as it published the Prison Overcrowding Response Group report. Here's its executive director, Saoirse Brady, talking about this issue.
In July 2023, the Minister for Justice established a prison overcrowding response group, and that comprised officials from right across the criminal justice sector, so included officials from the Department of Justice, from the Irish Prison Service, from the Probation Service, from the Guards and from the Court Service. And they reported to the Minister in March of this year and put forward proposals to try and address the severe overcrowding crisis that we currently have in our prisons. So for the first time ever, in June of this year, we reached 5,000 people in prison. That's unprecedented levels of people in prison. And it means that people are, you know, sharing overcrowded cells, they're sleeping beside toilets, mightn't even have a bed, they might be sleeping on the mattress on the floor. It means that schools in prison are being closed, the gym and workshops are being closed, and that is all leading to increased tension. So we need to actually take political action to solve the overcrowding crisis, not only in the short term, but in the longer term as well.
On Saturday, the Justice Department announced that it was to increase the prison services budget by 70% as part of a plan to provide 1,100 new spaces between now and 2030. It also said 150 prison staff will be hired in 2025, on top of the 240 that were recruited this year. But Carol Dalton expressed his frustration in how the problem is being addressed, saying that the government is putting more focus on other areas.
They're building 30 modular homes for 30 individual prisoners in essentially open centres. These are going to come at a cost of over 17 million. So that's 5.5 million each if they come in on cost at the minute. And that's in Lochan House, for instance, an average 3 or 4 bedroom house is 317,000, according to things we've seen in the Independent. So we're paying 550,000 for a one bedroom or one cell, one bed occupied location. And what that does is nothing for the prison service, because our open centres are the only places that aren't overcrowded. Meanwhile, back in the prisons, we're doing very, very little.
Saoirse Brady said that there are solutions, and that there could be more suitable pathways for some offenders rather than putting them in cells.
One of the key things to this, and a couple of the proposals touch on this, is the engagement with the judiciary and ensuring that they have options available to them to allow people to serve a sentence in the community, but also looking at things like restorative justice and putting those in the statute books. And one of the proposals that IPRT would really like to see come out of this, and it has been in government policy papers before now as well, is putting the principle of imprisonment as a last resort on a statutory footing, so that it sends a very clear signal that it should be the last thing that happens. It should be the last option for anybody that somebody goes to prison, that we should be doing everything that we can before that to try and support that person, to help them address the root causes of their offending and for them not to reoffend in the future.
And that was Saoirse Brady from the Irish Penal Reform Trust, ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.